I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. Nearly a third of Lebanon's population is facing acute food insecurities, the United Nations warns. There are 400,000 new people in crisis since Israeli and Hezbollah clashes intensified last year. Heart for Lebanon's Camille Melki says groups like Hezbollah use food aid as a political football.
The Lebanese people did not choose to be into this war, and now they're being held hostage by political parties who extend aid with the expectancy in return that you would be aligned with their political views.
By contrast, Heart for Lebanon extends help with no strings attached, and that leads to gospel growth.
When they see the true unconditional love that we offer them, it gives us the opportunity to share the message of the gospel.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Then a word for praying parents. Ron Hutchcraft with Hutchcraft Ministries once was at a pastor's conference where the speaker gave the poignant invitation, if you have a child who is spiritually wandering, come to the front to pray. Most of the seats were emptied.
I think the visual of seeing so many shepherds with their heart broken for their own lamb did something in my heart, just the visual.
It led him to write a booklet called A Jesus of Their Own. In it, he shares 6 ways to pray for a child who is away from the Lord. If that's you, remember the story in Luke 7, where Jesus raises a widow's son from the dead.
And there's this beautiful little phrase. It says, and Jesus gave him back to his mother. Jesus is still doing that miracle of bringing back to life people we thought were gone.
Find the booklet link in the full report at our website. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.